Now, as far as the budgeting is concerned, it provides the quantitative expression of the plans of the hospital for future. The plan will be in the form of various newer services to be started. Some of the older services which are not functioning may be stopped. Based on the population around, based on the newer demographic changes that are occurring around, and if your hospital is near airport and if you find that there is lot of medical tourism occurring, in that case you may have to have the modern kind of deluxe rooms, the latest equipments, the transport services for the patients to be transferred from the airport to your hospital if needed, the right kind of ambulance services. So based on the requirement and your future planning, you will have to change your budgetary aspects. So you have to provide for quantitative expression of all the plans of the hospitals, and based on that your budget will vary. Then evaluate your financial performance for the past year, and based on your plan, what are the requirements for budget for the future. That you can forecast, but ultimately day by day the inflation is increasing. Being a noble profession, you can't charge exorbitantly to your patients. At the same time, you'll have to provide for poor, needy patients free of cost medicines, free of cost surgeries, or at a highly concessional rate for the lower middle class people also. So you'll have to provide the budget for that also. So ultimately, you'll have to control the cost to a great extent. So optimal staff, because the cost of the salary is also quite high, but at the same time quality of services should not suffer, and the material cost, which is say 30 to 40% of the hospital cost, there you'll have to be very, very careful. Thereby you'll have to have a centralized purchasing, you'll have to have the right kind of vendors, you'll have to explore the right kind of vendors who can give you at a cheaper rate, bargain with them nicely, and get the information from various other hospitals where the vendors are supplying, and get the right qualified vendor for your hospital. And at the same time, you should have minimal inventory, optimal inventory to be cost kept in the form of economic order quantity of various materials. And overall, you have to see to it that you are controlling the cost optimally. Zero-based budgeting. You can't budget for the hospital just inflation 10% more. So last year the budget was 2 crore. Now it is 2 crore and 10 lakhs. It's not like that. One has to think from scratch each and every services that we want to provide, whether we want to add, whether we want to reduce some of the services which are not running well, and each and every equipment, annual maintenance contract of each and everything, future negotiation power, the better competition available outside leading to better negotiation. So zero budgeting is something where you are getting the budget figures right from scratch. You are thinking of each and every service and budgeting as if it's a new thing that you are budgeting. And just don't add 10% for your inflation that's there. So zero-based budgeting, then appropriation if required, forecast properly for the future services, future demand of your hospital services, and you can have flexible budgets also made so that in case there is excessive demand, that also you should be able to cope up with the right kind of materials availability, with the optimal prices, with bulk discounts and all. And if the bulk demand goes down, then also how much you will need. So flexible budgeting you can do. Then the types will be operating revenue and capital budget. The revenue will be day-to-day services, day-to-day money required within a year, whatever you will be using, and capital is for a long term. Preparing profit and loss account and balance sheet. The financial officers accounting officers will have to prepare the balance sheet where they are going to show the liabilities and assets and profit and loss account to know exactly how much profit they are going to get in the current year, and based on that how much they can give the bonus to their employees and performance linked pay to their employees, and how much they can expand their services, how much they can keep for reserve fund, etc. Or marketing you can improve little bit. Now operating revenue budget, it's for patient services. Day to day you are supposed to get for laundry, linen, the medicines and various services, activities incidental to patient services, income from investments, donations, grants, daily service charges and special services. So this will be towards the income side. Grants, patients will be paying for their services, income from investments, medicines that the patients are purchasing, there also around 15% you may be getting the margin. The lab services also is a good revenue generating thing. Operation theaters also pays you well. So these are some of the income that you are going to get in the revenue budget. And operating expenditures will be in the form of salaries and wages to all your staff, doctors, nurses, laboratory, x-ray, housekeeping, engineers, human resource, financial staff, supplies, utilities, maintenance expenditure, annual maintenance expenditure, breakdown and preventive maintenance expenditure, all that will come towards the operating expenditure. So this is how the revenue budget can be formulated based on the various kinds of incomes and expenditures which are going to be for a short term within a year. Now the capital budget is towards the growth, where building with new facilities like cath lab for heart patients in the form of being able to do the angiography, angioplasty, stenting, etc. Then MRI, magnetic resonance imaging, PET scan, positron emission tomographic scan, radiotherapy for cancer patients also can be started in our hospital if we are having lot of cancer patients coming to our hospital. Then replacement of obsolete. As I told you earlier, suppose you have got 1 Tesla or 1.5 Tesla machine, and today most of the places we are having 3 Tesla MRI machine, then we may have to remove our 1.5 Tesla machine and then install 3 Tesla machine. So replacement of obsolete worn out equipment, furniture and machinery. Some of the other furniture is bound to be worn out over a period of years, and some machines are also becoming obsolete, and due to wear and tear they are not functioning. In fact their repair charges will be much more, and every now and then we are suffering because of this, and the services to the patients may suffer, and hence these machines may have to be replaced. Then you should have a very good communication system so that the patients know exactly. The nurses can call the relatives when needed. The in case of disaster management also you need a better communication system. In case of some VIPs, when they get admitted to a hospital, you need better communication system. So you'll have to invest in that. New security system with closed circuit TV to prevent pilferage. There are cases of pilferage of material, drugs, equipments, smaller equipments, and even small children are being stolen. So one can understand we should have a very strong security system with us in a hospital, otherwise it will lead to infamous sensational news for the newspapers, and then it will lead to very bad image for the hospital. One should have metal detectors, even bomb scares are bound to be there. Now as far as the categories and factors of expenditure is concerned, we should know which are the capital budget and what is the revenue budget. So capital versus revenue. Capital is for long time, revenue is for short time, maybe within a year. There are certain deferred revenue expenditure also, like insurance and all, where it may go on for 3 years and all, or some of the service contracts we may give for 3 years. Then there is a kind of fixed versus variable budget, where fixed will be for the land, the rent, and variable will be based on the number of people working for you. So if the number increase, then definitely the salary will go up, so that will be variable. The material, linen, laundry, etc. also will go up if the number of patients are increasing and number of staff is increasing. Then there is a direct versus indirect budget in the form of direct will be directly towards the services of the patient, like the manpower, doctors, nurses and all, and overheads will be the HR people, finance people and other thing. So they are indirect. Then factors affecting hospital expenditure are volume of activity. As the volume of activity increase, there can be some bulk discount for your materials, while the number of laundry and linen will increase, the number of staff you will have to increase, so their salary will increase, the housekeeping material will increase. So volume of activity will depend accordingly, the expenditure of the hospital will vary. Then what's the competition? If there is a lot of competition, suppose we know that nowadays the nurses are scarce commodities. Qualified nurses are being poached away in a way in Australia, New Zealand and other countries. And hence it is difficult for us to get qualified nurses to work in our hospitals. You may have to pay them more in that case. So the salary towards nurses is increasing. Salary towards highly skilled super specialist doctors also, you'll have to pay them more. If you want to keep them as full timers for your hospital, you'll have to pay them in lakhs of rupees per month. So competition also is one of the factors towards your hospital expenditure. Then service intensity. What's the intensity of the service required by the patients? If you have got hi-fi locality in which your hospital is located, then they need very hi-fi services. They need the right kind of suites, deluxe rooms. So they may pay you well, but their expectations towards the quality of services are also very, very high. They may be having some or the other advocates who are their relatives, or easily they can go to advocates in case they are not satisfied with the services. And since the Consumer Protection Act is now applicable to medical profession, one has to be very, very careful while serving, and hence service intensity also will define the hospital expenditures. Degree of investment, how much investment you have done. Suppose you have taken loans for your equipments, for your various kinds of materials, and the interest rates are quite high, and if the payback period is quite long, what will happen? You won't be able to pay them that easily, and hence your burden will go up, your expenditure will be much more. And what is the efficiency of your staff, efficiency of your machines? That also you'll have to see. At the time of purchase of machine, if you have compromised little bit on quality, thinking that we don't have sufficient funds right now, but over a long run it will lead to more wear and tear problems, and hence services, service charges, spare part charges will be much more, and then ultimately you are going to pay much more and your services will be affected adversely. Similarly, if your staff are not very efficient at the time of selection, you have not selected the right staff, you can understand this is a vital service where the patient's life and death may be is at stake, and hence if your doctors are not competent enough to tackle the emergencies, if your intensivists in ICU are a bit lazy, what will happen? It will lead to deaths of people. If your housekeeping people are demotivated because you are paying them not enough, you are not giving them the due respect, what will happen? It will lead to increased hospital acquired infections, increased stay of the patients in the hospital, but leading to more suffering, and then it will adversely affect the patients and their relatives. They will not come to you next time. So efficiency of staff also is a great factor for hospital expenditure. So as far as expenditure containment is concerned, it's very, very essential thing for a hospital, as a hospital administrator or a medical director, you have to be very careful about the hospital expenditure, and hence cost containment is very, very essential. You will have to train your people regularly in cost containment, in energy conservation, in water conservation, electrical conservation, in optimizing the use of everything, in minimizing the stock. Cost awareness, one should be aware of everywhere how much cost we are incurring and minimize that by having the minimum inventory, by having the economic order quantity asked for, by keeping all the switches off when it is not in use, switch off something, by minimizing the water wastage. Each and every aspect one has to look into. One has to monitor the cost when giving the services to the patients for each and everything. Cost management, cost control, decrease cost of inputs by bulk purchase, by right kind of vendors, by negotiating them properly. So cost of inputs related to outputs one has to decrease, material as well as manpower, both ways. Increase output relative to input by proper scheduling the operations, scheduling the OPD services, proper automation whenever is possible, sharing things, alter the technology which is more cost efficient, and take whatever economic measures you can take to minimize the cost. And you have to set the rate properly so that you have calculated everything, so that cost plus a sufficient margin you are having for all your services. Look into cost as well as non-cost factors in the form of quality of services, in the form of the building up of image of the hospital, in the form of counseling the patients and their relatives, in the form of giving the best satisfaction to the patients by being very compassionate to the patients, by taking their problems as your problems in a way, and trying to sort out whatever difficulties they are having by having proper signage, by having proper PRO people, etc. So this is how, when we manage the hospital well, we take care of the capital and revenue budget of the hospital, optimize the services, and see to it that the hospital runs smoothly without any problem as far as the money is concerned. At the same time, we are able to grow and expand the services for the patients based on the community needs, so that our name and fame of the hospital improves, and at the same time our basic idea of the treating poor patients free or at a highly concessional rate also should be taken into consideration. Now let's understand about HR and personnel management. Human resource, very, very important resource in a hospital. It is the doctors and nurses, the paramedical staff, who are the most important people for taking care of patients. It is the tender, loving care the patient needs, because they are highly mentally disturbed when they are sick. Physical sickness also lead to a lot of mental problems, psychosomatic. Many of the diseases, one can say that they are psychosomatic. It is the psyche which has affected their body, and it is the body, when they are having some or the other problems of the organs, even that is going to affect their mind, and hence they need sympathy, they need empathy, they need tender loving care, they need proper nursing care. Imagine a patient who is comatose, who is in coma, cannot take care of himself, cannot take bath, cannot turn around. If that person is lying down at one place, all the pressure is coming to that part of his body, and he will develop pressure source. Unless you prevent it by every 2 hourly changing the position of the person, unless you prevent it by regularly putting talcum powder wherever the pressure points are likely to be, and prevent bed sores, take care of his bathing, take care of his stool and urine, take care of his hygiene, and give the right medicines based on the diagnosis, and be compassionate with relatives as well, then only the patient will come out of his disease faster. So, it is the human resource of the hospital who is very important factor for patient management, for treatment of patients, for taking, preventing many diseases, for rehabilitative part also, for improving the patient's condition so that day to day he can do his regular things without getting support from others afterwards when he is convalescing. So, it is the human resource which is very important. Imagine the sweepers who are looking after the housekeeping of the hospital. They are collecting the garbage. They are not doing any menial work. They are as important as doctors and nurses. You have to make them understand the importance of that. They should be knowing the work that they are doing in a bigger vision, bigger aspect of the hospital services, that they are doing a wonderful job. Unless their job is scrupulous, unless they are meticulous in cleaning each and every corner of the hospital, unless they are doing absolutely antiseptic and hygienic conditions, following all the precautions, the hospital acquired infections will multiply, which will lead to multiple problems for all the patients as well as to the staff, and communicable diseases will increase in our hospital, and their bugs will be maybe resistant to many drugs. It will be difficult to treat. So, even their services are equally important. So, HR and personal management is going to look after all the people who are working, and it is the man behind the machine, man behind the equipment, all they are giving the very important services in case of hospital. So, recruitment. So, right qualified people, right competent people who are having lot of sensitive mind, lot of emotional quotient intelligence with them, they should be appointed. So, right kind of recruitment with highly competent people in their field. At the same time, they are compassionate. They can give tender loving care to the patients. So, recruitment, selection of the wrong people will be a major problem for the hospital, one can understand. So, weeding out those who are not competent or who are not the right kind of people to work in a hospital. Take the personal interview to find out what for they want to join this hospital. To find out, are they really competent in their field? Are they compassionate people? You can take the stress interview of counselors if required, and then appoint them, give them the induction and show them what they are supposed to do, the right kind of job for the right kind of person. Then check whether they are performing as expected based on the objectives given to them. So, performance appraisal. Then regular training and development of these staff is very essential, because lot of changes are occurring in this world, especially in the medical and paramedical field. So, continuing medical education, training in the biomedical waste management, training in complying all the rules, and personal development also, so that they will be motivated to work better and they stay with your hospital for a longer time. Employee welfare again. You have to take care of the welfare of all your employees. If required, they may be given quarters, they may be given the cooperative store, the bank within the hospital, and all possible things in the form of cultural programs and their food, good food, tea, coffee, breakfast, etc. All the things should be taken care of. The personnel officer's role is to plan comprehensive personnel program and policies, develop procedures for recruitment, perform appraisals, prepare manuals, etc. So, based on the law of the land, at times the son of the soil may be preferred. at least some reservation may be there, that also they will have to take into consideration while recruiting. Act as a liaison between employees and administration, so that if there are any grievances, they will take care of that, and if they feel that they should be given better promotions and all that, transfers, etc., they should be helping them, and they attend to all the employees' grievances and industrial relations, and they promote the union also if it is there, and do proper collective bargaining, and do the win-win in that, so that they can get better services from these people for the hospital, as well as they can be getting the right kind of remuneration and perks for them. So let's understand the public relations services in a hospital. There's a high degree of marketing skills required, where the institutional image building, management and handling of patients' problems are to be taken care of. Well, medical profession being a noble profession, as per the Medical Council of India guidelines, we are not supposed to market our hospital services, but one can always do it subtly by doing more and more community services, by improving your tender loving care to your patients. It's the word of mouth which is going to spread the importance of your hospital in the community around. By doing lot of camps for screening, by organizing lot of health education talks for your community people. So they need high kind of marketing skills, which is a little different than the normal marketing of consumer goods and all. Here they need to have the right kind of institutional building, image building done with the help of the very hygienic, pleasant environment for the patients, relatives, the attendants. They should be managed and handled with tender loving care, and whatever are the patient's problems, they should be managed thoroughly well at the onset, at the earliest, and to their utmost satisfaction. As far as the internal public relations with employees and management is concerned, they should be able to resolve whatever misunderstanding is there, and they have to satisfy the employees with giving them good salary. Their grievances should be redressed at the earliest, and they should be having the grievance redressal forum, whereby step by step they can go if required, and employee welfare should be taken care of in all possible ways in the form of the highly laundered and ironed good uniform, at the same time very good hygienic food, tea, coffee, biscuits, breakfast, refreshment, etc. The pleasant environment should be there in which they are working. The ergonomic chair should be provided to them. So all the working conditions has to be taken care of. They should be given the right kind of training program so that they can take care of them against the body fluid and blood of patients, and universal precautions they should be taught, and regularly they should be given the health education talks on prevention of the problems for themselves as far as the epidemic diseases, communicable diseases are concerned, and periodic medical checkup should be done every 6 months for them free of cost, so that their medical conditions, those who are treating the patients, those who are taking care of others, even their own health, should be taken care of. So employee welfare, there should be regular cultural programs, picnics organized for them. There should be extracurricular activities available in the form of gymnasium, yoga room, the recreation room where they can play carom, table tennis, etc. And they should have some internal departmental tournaments if possible, or inter-hospital tournaments also for cricket, football, etc. also they can have, so that people working in a hospital, they feel that the management is taking care of them, they feel that they are belonging to the hospital, So the sense of citizenship, sense of belongingness will help in motivating them to work better and improve the image of the hospital ultimately. External relations, if we see, there should be regular feedback of patients one should take. There should be suggestion boxes available at the time when the patient is discharged. The matron or the senior staff nurse, assistant matron, etc. should regularly ask the patients if there was any problem for them, and they should be given the feedback form to be filled up. Regular health camps should be organized in the community so that those diseases which are endemic in that area, people should be aware of what are the symptoms, what are the signs, what are the precautions they are supposed to take, what are the hygienic conditions they have to follow so that they can prevent these diseases to occur in them and their family members. Some screening camps may be organized for pap smear for females, for gynec age group 35 and above. Even the vaccination can be given for young women against cervical cancer, tetanus toxoid, etc. Blood donation drives, immunization camps can be done. Health awareness and about hospital services they can give. The statistics of mortality, morbidity, etc. information they can give to the general public so that the people know how best is the hospital is, that they can be confident to go to this hospital for their, that they will be taken care of in a proper way and they will become all right. Maintain cordial relations with government as well as media. Well, the government authorities, the inspectors are there who may come to check your canteen. For food handlers, you should be taking care of them regularly by periodic examination of the food handlers as per the guidelines given by the local authorities. The inspectors should be welcome and they should be shown all the required registers. They should be taken around the hospital to show your services, and whatever questions they ask, they should be satisfactorily answered. And media is also very important for hospital, because if they are not satisfied, media people, they are going to adversely write about your hospital, which will mar the image of the hospital they need. They are always in lookout for sensational news. So if you have kept good relations with them, even if some patients have died in your hospital on table or something like that has happened, they are going to be soft with you because they know that you are taking best care of the patients, whatever best you can do. And ultimately, if the critical patient comes and if he dies, it is none of your mistake. So taking care of the media in general, and more so at the time of disasters and when VIP patients are admitted, you should have a very good personal relation officer or the competent, knowledgeable with media, the hospital superintendent or the medical director, who should be contacting them, who should be offering them good services whenever they come for, at a concessional rate or free if required, and who should be keeping very good cordial relations with them, who should be inviting them for inaugural function, for inaugurating any new services, and giving them the regular health education material to be printed in the newspapers so that community around will be benefited by that. So overall, the image of the hospital will be improved in the eyes of the media. When they are going to print in the media, they are going to print better and better things for the hospital, which will definitely help the hospital image and prevent the adverse advertisement of the hospital if something has gone slightly wrong also. Thank you.